Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready.
Cameras?
Yeah.
Figurants?
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
When love kills love. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Action Frames in this new semester. This is Apollo.
And this is Priscilla. It is so pleasant for me to bring you the latest Info Express here. Action Frames is coming back for you again.
So now let's get started on the four movies in Sirtis. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, Mechanic, Resurrection, Inferno, and Mr. Donkey.
Do you know that Tom is the leading actor of two action movies mentioned above, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, and Inferno?
Wow, the same man?
Of course not. Tom Cruise is in Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. The movie is adapted from Lee Child's serial novel of the same name.
Ah, I see. It's the second movie in the series. Jack Reacher returns to the headquarters of his old unit, only to find out he's now accused of a 16-year-old homicide.
Wow, it seems exciting. I can't wait to see Tom Cruise on screen. As for another Tom, Tom Hanks is in the movie Inferno.
Like Jack Reacher, Never Go Back is also a movie adapted from novel.
Yep, Inferno, written by Dan Brown.
You got it. I like the Da Vinci Code written by him.
It seems that Inferno continues the style of the Da Vinci Code. Robert Landon, acted by Tom Hanks, the famous symbologist, follows a trail of clues tied to the great Dante himself. When Landon wakes up in an Italian hospital with amnesia, he teams up with Sienna Brooks, acted by Felicity Jones, a doctor he hopes will help him recover his memories. Together, they race across Europe and against the clock to foil a deadly global plot.
After those exciting action movies, let's whip our topic to something more literary. Do you remember Mr. Donkey? It even played in our school before it is in Sirtis.
I remember that. Susie is abandoned in this kind of resource, always.
About movies coming soon, I am sure that many of you are looking forward to Doctor Strange, produced by Marvel Studio.
How? Of course we do. I can't wait to see Benedict Cumberbatch on screen.
Yeah, the superhero of Marvel comic, Doctor Strange, is acted by Benedict.
I can still remember his fantastic acting in The Imitation Game and the BBC series, Sherlock.
Why not go to the theater on November 4th and watch his performance in this new movie? It is about a neurosurgeon doctor, Stephen Strange, discovered the hidden world of magic and alternate dimensions after a horrific car accident.
Of course I will.
Since the time is limited, that is all for today's Info Express.
We need to save time for the storyboard coming next.
Please stay tuned.
Goodbye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest friends. Welcome to our Action Frames storyboard. This is Surprise.
And this is Helen. Today, we are going to introduce an old science fiction film called Blade Runner, which was released in the year 1982.
In the futuristic year of 2019, Los Angeles has become a dark and depressing metropolis filled with urban decay. Man has developed the technology to create replicants, artificial creative human with short lifespan, which are illegal on Earth, but are used in the off-world colony.
Rick Deckard, an ex-corp, is a Blade Runner, a hunter of replicants. When four replicants commit a bloody mutiny on the off-world colony, he's called out of retirement to hunt down and terminate them. As he tracks the replicants, killing them one by one, he comes across and falls in love with a replicant's Rachel, who has human emotions.
After Decker's fight with the leader of the replicant group and watches death, his true hatred towards artificial intelligence makes him question his own identity in this future world, including what is human and what is not human.
The film's power is chiefly devised through a stunning visual imagery of a dark futuristic cityscape and its philosophical themes. In the film, the city has become a mysterious circus of towering, period-like buildings and flying cars. It's full of smoke, smog and dust, and the constant rain delivers a sense of hopelessness and terror which help reflect the theme. Also, each character reflects some aspect of humanity or human existence, and the broken society in which they live.
In the nearly 35 years since its original release, Blade Runner has become one of the most disgusting, debated, and influential science fiction movies. To be honest, Blade Runner is not an easy movie to watch comfortably or categorize smoothly. It's a film that will turn off many people because the plot can be hard to follow. But I think it's truly one of the greatest science fiction movies ever made, one that requires the thinking viewer in order to understand and appreciate it.
From my perspective, Blade Runner is a distinctive science fiction. A true science fiction story or film is about ideas, not only spaceship battle, futuristic gadgets, or weird creatures. Blade Runner fully qualified as it touches on the impact of technology on human society, existence, death, and the very nature of humanity itself. Blade Runner is the rare science fiction film so full of material that pages can be written about it without scratching the surface. The themes are set in a fairly basic detective story that moves slowly, but gradually builds power as the viewer is immersed in it.
If you are not someone who naturally enjoys contemplating such themes, the film's brilliance can be lost on you. The climax involves a soliloquy that brings many of the themes together in a simple, yet wonderfully poignant way. Anyone who gets the film will be moved by this. I've been seeing things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulders of Orion. I've watched sea beams glittering the dock and the tense housing gate. All that moment will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
If you want to get a detailed exploration of the movie, its styles, and its mysteries, stay with us on Action Frames. Thank you for listening. This is Helen.
And this is Surprise. See ya!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Dear listeners, may I have your attention, please? I'm Deckard from 2019. You may be confused about my words, so I've prepared some flashbacks for you to recall the memories of me and 2020. You will hear and remember how Deckard tests Rachel, how Tyro control replicant, how Betty finds the way to meet Tyro, and how priest meet J.F. Sebastian.
Clip 1.
mined by smoke.
It won't affect the test. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Just relax and answer them as simply as you can. It's your birthday. Someone gives you a calfskin wallet.
I wouldn't accept it. Also, I report the person who gave it to me to the police.
You've got a little boy. He shows you his butterfly collection, plus the killing jar.
I take him to the doctor.
You're watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm.
I kill it.
You're reading a magazine. You come across a full-page nude photo of a girl.
Is this testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian, Mr. Decker?
Just answer the questions, please.
You shake your head, like it's so much as a bad boy. Why not? Actually,
one more question. You're watching a stage play. A banquet is in progress. The guests are enjoying an appetizer of raw oysters. The entry consists of boiled dog.
Clip 2.
Would you step out for a few moments, Rachel?
Thank you.
She's the replicant, isn't she?
I'm impressed. How many questions does it usually take to spot one?
I don't get it, Tyrell.
How many questions?
20-30 cross-references.
It took more than 100 for Rachel, didn't it?
She doesn't know.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How can it not know what it is?
Commerce is our goal here at Terry. More human than human is our motto. Rachel is an experiment, nothing more. We begin to recognize in them a strange obsession. After all, they are emotionally inexperienced, with only a few years in which to store up the experiences which you and I take for granted. If we give them with a past, we create a cushion or pillow for their emotions. Then, consequently, we can control them better.
Memories. You are talking about memories.
Clip 3.
Fiery the angels feel. Deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning with the fires of horror.
You not come here, illegal. Hey, 怎么搞的? Come, close out my eyes, freezing.
Yes, question.
Hey!
Mythology, longevity, insect date.
Don't know. I don't know such stuff. I just do eyes. Just eyes. Just genetic design. Just eyes. You next, huh? I desire your eyes.
Cho, if only you could see what I've seen with your eyes. Now, questions.
I don't know answers.
Who does?
Tyler. He knows everything.
Tyra Corporations?
He big boss. Big genius. He designed your mind. No, your brain, huh?
Smart.
Very cold.
Not an easy man to see.
Give me cold.
I guess.
Sebastian, he take you there. He take you there.
Sebastian who?
J.F. Sebastian.
Now, where we find this J.F. Sebastian?
Clip 4.
Hey, you forgot the bag. I'm lost. Don't worry, I won't hurt you. What's your name?
Chris.
Mine's J.F. Sebastian.
Hi.
Oh, where are we going? Home?
I don't have one. We scared each other pretty good, didn't we?
We sure did.
I'm hungry, Jeff. I got stuff inside. You want to come in?
I was hoping you'd say that.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear listeners. Welcome to today's Action English. I'm Jake.
And this is Charlotte speaking.
How is your life in the new semester? Can you catch up with your study? Anyway, today Blade Runner gets some authentic and interesting expressions for us to learn from.
Get your notebook ready. Here comes the study time.
让我们来听听今天的第一段原声吧。
Embarrassing.
No, sir, not embarrassing, because no one's ever going to find out they're down here.
正在路边小摊上吃面的 Deckard 被带到警察局。作为一名已经退休的银翼杀手， Deckard 并不愿接受杀死四名逃跑的复制人的任务。他讽刺警察局的无能，但警局十分坚持，他们说不会有人发现的，因为你会找到那四个假货并把他们干掉。
Air out 本意是放气排气通风，比如说 We need to air out the smoke filled rooms， 我们得把满是烟味的房间通通风。就算台词里的 air them out 则是隐身的含义，杀死某人，把某人干掉。
接下来是第二段原声。
Remember when you were six? You and your brother snuck into an empty building through a basement window. You were gonna play doctor? There was this
letter I read. Rachel 接受不了自己是一名复制人的现实，追到 Deckard 家里要求解释。无奈之下， Deckard 复述了一段 Rachel 的记忆。
You and your brother snuck into an empty building through a basement window. 你和你哥哥从地下室的窗户溜进空的大楼。Snuck 是 sneak 的过去式， sneak into 的意思是潜入、混入、悄悄地进入。
上课迟到的同学们最应该知道这个短语了，因为他们总是 sneak into the classroom.
好，让我们来听听下一段原声吧。
Well, I'd like to get this job. I mean, did you do or were you asked to do anything that's...lewd or unsavory or otherwise repulsive to your person, huh?
Were you asked to do anything that's lewd or unsavory or otherwise repulsive to your person, huh? 你是否曾被迫做一些令人厌恶的事情？不做的话就要被开除。
厉害了，我的哥，开除还能这样表达。我以前只知道 you're fired.
Too young, too simple. 没错 ，repulsive 的本意是可憎的，令人排斥的。在特定的语境中 repulsive to a person 也可以用来表示把某人开除。 Charlotte, 你来给大家造个句子吧。
让我想想。 However, blatant brown nosing makes you repulsive to your colleagues and the new boss may not like the sight either. 然而明着拍马屁也许会让同事们反感，新来的老板也未必会喜欢。
Yeah, caution, I may sneak into your house and air you out.
接下来是电影里最经典最广为人知的一段台词，也是今天最后一段原声了。
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost.In time, like tears in rain.
我所见的事物是你们不敢相信也无法理解的。我目睹战舰在猎户星座的端岩起火燃烧，我看着 C 射线在唐怀瑟之门附近的黑暗中闪耀。所有这些时刻终将流逝在时光中，一如眼泪湮灭在雨中。
哇哦，哪怕仅仅为了这句台词也要去看电影啊，太优美了，就像诗一样。
是啊，这是 Rutger 临死前的独白。他作为一个复制人，比任何人都更加理解那种面对死亡时的惊惧和眼看着生命在手指间流逝而无能为力的惶恐。
这也解释了为什么在最后一刻 Rutger 还是选择了对 Decade 伸出援助之手。
哎，你也别光顾着欣赏，想写出同样优美的句子先得多向人家学习。
哦，对对对， Attack shapes on fire off the shoulder of Orion， 这里的介词用了 off， 为什么不用 away 表示离开呢？是的， off 和 away 都有离开的意思，但是 away 表示距离，就是 distance， 而 off 则侧重分离，即 separation。大多数情况下 ，off 表示一件事物从物理上脱离了另一件事物，如下车是 get off， 表示人离开了车，而 away 则表示距离上越来越远。He was away from home.
Okay, I think we really have learned a lot from our Blade Runner. Let's do a quick review.
Air out， 排气通风。
Sneak, snuck, snuck. Sneak into， 潜入，悄悄地进入。
Repulsive to。排斥的，令人厌恶的。
Far away, 远离。Get off, 下车。
Right then, that's all for today's Action English. It'll be a great pleasure for me if you pick something up from here, and thanks for listening.
Following is close up. Don't switch off. See you!
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi everyone, welcome to Close Up. I am Joyce and today here with me is Rebecca.
Good evening, guys. So, who is our handsome fresh blood today?
Calm down.Is it really proper for a girl to be so direct?
It doesn't harm to be direct. I mean, come on, everyone knows we introduce attractive stars and new actor crush. I bet you most fangirls listen to our program because they expect to hear the gossip of their most beloved ones.
That's quite true, but please don't forget we also present extraordinary actors who has great influence in even the whole movie history.
That's most definitely true. So, who do we have today?
Well, allow me to use the word all capable to describe him. Though he's no longer a fresh young man, he was absolutely one of the most shining stars in Hollywood. Meanwhile, he himself is as classical as the roles he has created.
That sounds incredible. I can't wait to hear his name.
Well, his name is Harrison Ford.
Ah, that's a curious name, but to be frank, I don't remember him very well.
Seriously? Well, that's okay, because when I say the following names of the roles he played, you will immediately recall his name. Here we go. Captain Han Solo.
Star Wars.
John Book.
Witness.
Indiana Jones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Oh my god, that's him.
And of course...Rick Deckard from our theme today, Blade Runner.
So, his scream image is always courageous, strong and smart heroes in action movies, huh?
Well, most time, yes, but he can be far more than that. In 1985, Harrison played the leading role of Witness, in which he was a compassionate policeman who yearns for peace. Because of the complexity of this character,He was nominated as the Best Leading Actor by both Golden Globe Award and the Academy Award. Up till now, he has got 4 nominations of Golden Globe.
And I also remember seeing him in comedies and romantic films. A famous one, I think, is Sabrina, where he completely displays his unique charm as a gentleman.Despite that he is always thought as an action movie actor, he really has this special elegant and noble quality. I admit that can really attract me, always.
All those above explains why he was, and maybe still, is the most bankable star in Hollywood.
Exactly, but surely he can't be perfect in every way.
Indeed.Do you know that he didn't even manage to graduate from college?
Well, many Hollywood stars never went to college, so I don't think it's a problem.
I doubt you will keep thinking that way if you know the reason he didn't graduate successfully. Unlike many other actors, he failed to graduate not because of poverty or other subjective obstacles,
but his own laziness and carelessness of study that he couldn't finish and hand in his thesis.
Oh, it seems that getting a degree isn't the only way to success.
But don't you forget that he was born in 1942 and became famous only after he was discovered by the director of Star Wars, George Lucas, in 1977. By that time, he was already 35 years old, and it was really a bold decision to give such an important part to an unknown actor like Harrison. So you can say there was much luck in his success.
And another important factor is his good look. After all, film industry has always been a business of beauty.
So we better keep studying hard, right?
And occasionally listen to Close Up to know more fresh blood and classical handsome gentlemen.
Okay, time to study, in case we can't graduate.
And don't have a pretty face and thorough acting skill to earn a meal.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, and night, whatever. Everybody can listen to our program at any time. It's a new term with new freshmen, and it's gonna be a new TikTok talk. Oh, nearly forgot, I'm the host, Jake, and,
Okay, we know you're sort of excited. We are the same, and our dear audience, I'm the hostess, Echo. We are so glad that we could share our feelings of the film Blade Runner with you all.
I'm hostess Elva, and today we'll talk about Blade Runner.
Oh, come on, it's unfair. You guys said everything, which makes me so embarrassed.
Don't worry, embarrassing element is also our future. That's our TikTok talk.
What? I haven't heard a word of it.
Okay, let's go back to the Blade Runner. This film is a little old, which was made in 1982.
Old, but with great achievements.
And I believe that every fan of the science fiction movies should heard of it. And it's a classic of cyberpunk.
Cyber what?
Cyberpunk is a style of science fiction, which mostly consists of an artificially intelligent utopia, overpowered enterprise, and...
Stop. Speak English.
Briefly, computers, internet, robots, hackers, AI, big companies, city expansion, biology tech... They all built the cyberpunk.
Oh, I see. Those elements, without exception, are contained in the film. For example, city expansion.
What? That's what impresses you first?
Actually, I was interested in the Asian area in the film, which is formed with the expansion of the city.
Yeah, the Asian elements in the film are always interesting stuff. Eastern culture is always a symbol of mystery.
Well, I'll agree. The Chinatown, Japanese food, weird, colorful light with Chinese characters.
Maybe that represented the Western impression of Asia in the 1980s. All in all, everything strange could happen in Asian world.
Like replicants and man-made humans.
That's what I really want to talk about. The whole movie is developed with replicants. The title of the movie, Blade Runner, is also a kind of fleece. His job is to chase and kill the replicant.
I think the replicant is sort of cool. They have super abilities.
So, you want to be a replicant if you could choose your own destiny, right?
Maybe it's not a bad idea.
But you will only have 4 years to live. In addition, you have to be a slave.
But I could escape from the whole rules just like what they did in the film. Maybe I will have a romantic encounter with a beauty or... beauties.
I'm sure if you become a replicant, you will not be a tough guy.
And no encounter with beauties. After all, this is a world where people are judged by faces.
I'm so sad. I need someone to comfort me. Echo, say something!
So, as we can see, the replicants are super tools, which are human-like. but they don't have human rights, which is the source of the conflict.
Where's my comfort?
Let's stick to the topic, huh?
Seems like we're going too far from the theme.
Alright, I really have a question. Why they use man-made human as a tool? Robots have nothing to do with the human rights, and they won't be influenced by their emotion.
Amazing! Jake brings up a brilliant question.
See? I still have potential. I'm still likely to encounter with a pretty girl.
Not gonna happen! In fact, at first, the replicant also have no emotion. So they may not be influenced at all, because they can feel nothing.
But it must be someone else that create emotion.
In 4 years, they are replicants, not rockets, okay?
The replicants in the film did make it, which is not deniable.
They did, yes, but with the cost of IQ.
What? IQ? They are replicants, the super creatures. They must be smarter than us humans.
I'm not sure. Do you have an impression of Prees?
Who's she?
The woman replicant. The killer. The one who fights weirdly.
I got it. Actually, I'd like to call her Mr. Gymnastic.
Nothing good will happen to a man if she's named by Jake.
I agree. I hate her so much.
Don't you agree with that? That woman turns somersaults again and again, aiming to kill Deckard, the protagonist, but bumps into the wall.
And she is shot by Deckard. 3 times. Is that what we call a failure of playing cool?
Maybe she should have chosen to be a gymnast instead of a killer.
I guess no other killers will do the same.
So the replicants are not smart from this aspect. Jake, you're suitable to be a replicant.
You know what? That saying goes, a man of great wisdom appears slow-witted. That's me.
I think you're truly slow-witted, like a wooden model.
Talking about model, do you notice the special effects in the film? It's mostly made by models and background images.
The limitation of information technology actually did us a favor. It forced us to create new miracles.
The models, without a doubt, turned out to be a good choice.
It is, to some extent, better than what 3D technology could do. I love this kind of classic way.
Maybe that's the beauty of the movie, which only consists of shots, lines, and music.
When it comes to music, I must say that cyberpunk-style music in the 1980s is another feature.
I am deeply impressed by old-fashioned electronic music. The electronic beats and electronic guitar combine perfectly.
And don't you think it's sort of funny to see how the people in 1980s imagine the future? I mean, the story is set in 2019, which is only 3 years ahead of us.
Some stuff at the time, for example, big box TV, open computer, are abandoned by the time. But many things in the film are still far away from our reality.
Like flying car! No soft science fiction movies forget the flying car, which, without notice, become a symbol of science fiction movie.
The flying car is one of our wishes for our future, and the movie is a great vehicle. Among them, science fiction plays a really important role in our life. It represents our great imaginations. The movie is a fiction, but they're also the reflections of the reality. Through the movies, we could see a miniature of the society.
That's awesome! Just like a scholar.
Don't ruin the atmosphere, come on!
Time goes by. I think it's all for this TikTok talk.
And I hope that everyone could have a good time.
But don't leave us. We will take you to the next station, Gramophone.
This is Echo.
This is Elva.
And this is Jake. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned.
Tired of a loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest audiences. I am Apollo. Having discussed all the interesting things about Blade Runner, finally we got to our last stop of today's Action Frames. Can you imagine how beautiful the soundtrack we are going to talk about? So, let's get started right now. The Greek composer Vangelis composed the soundtrack for Ridley Scott's work Blade Runner in 1982. Although it's a film about the future influenced by things rock and new wave, Vangelis used some electronic music to describe the shape of the future instead of the old-fashioned orchestral model. He didn't use multi-instrument ensemble to show the intense emotion, grand and epic feelings of the future world, instead using long and smoothing atmosphere and at the same time some strong electronic beats, combining dynamic and quiet. It's a story happened in the 2019 when the Blade Runner haunted the replicant. Music runs through the whole film, and the emotions of the characters are also conveyed through the soundtrack. Let's give it a listen. The first soundtrack chosen is Fading Away. Is an electronic music with a line from Betty in the rain right after he saved Deckard. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. When he finishes, there was a sounder in the psychedelic soothing music, like a light in the dark. It seems like a warning to us all that the replicant do have feelings, but they are not like humans. They are more kind and decent, and they are not willing to cheat or lie.When the music goes higher and higher, it corroborates the pigeon in the film flying to the sky. Ratty knows he's going to die, but he just sits there quietly, leaving peace to our hero Deckard shocking. Life is short indeed, and with the distant echo of another medieval style, Ratty gave in and died in peace. The second to be introduced is Blade Runner Blues. When Deckard standing on the balcony of his house,He looks at the cold and icy city, watching ships running by. Movie pushes the emotion to the climax. The prosperous surface of the city can't hide the lonely hearts of people. A good and well-developed society actually is a decay and nasty world full of despair. The darkness of the night swallowed our feelings. Maybe Deckard is wondering why do we live in this world and whether he should continue his job or not.Blues is the perfect way to show the despair and loneliness. And the electronic beats in the soundtrack keeping reminding us that we're still alive, we can't run away. No matter what happens, we still need to face it and move on. Well, I'm afraid that is all for today's Action Frames from Radio COC English. Hope you all have a good night. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.Cast for today. Producer
彭敬贤 Alva.
Anchor
葛嘉诚
Jake.
吴希远
Apollo.
Journalist
廖安然
Charlotte.
许和芳
Echo.
周佳怡
Priscilla.
吕月萌
Joyce.
王惊喜
Surprise.
苏林涵
Helen
罗韵佳
Rebecca
一个人的时候听荔枝 FM